Lesson 61. Numbers chapters 1 through 10. Introduction. The Lord revealed to Moses how to organize the children of Israel. The Lord also gave additional laws to the children of Israel to guide them while in the wilderness. Suggestions for teaching. Numbers chapter 1 through 4. The Lord organizes the camp of Israel. Before class, draw the following diagram on the board under the title Camp of Israel. Do not write the tabernacle label or the names of the tribes in the boxes. Invite students to imagine they are attending a major sporting event in a large arena or stadium. Tell them that there are no assigned seating arrangements, no limitations on those who can attend, no ticket agents, no parking restrictions, no security, and no officials or referees. Would you be interested in attending this sporting event? Why or why not? Why do you think those responsible for organizing sporting events do it with order? Explain that the book of Numbers begins with the Lord directing Moses to number the children of Israel. The Lord then directed Moses to use this information to organize the camp of Israel. Encourage students to consider during today's lesson what the Lord's commands to Moses teach us about the blessing that can come from organization and order. Please refer to the chart on the top of 217 of Lesson 61 that diagrams the locations of the tribes of Israel around the tabernacle. Point to the diagram on the board and explain that the Lord taught Moses how to organize the Israelites. To help students discover how the camp of Israel was organized, invite a student to read Numbers chapter 2 verses 1 through 2 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and identify what was to be at the center of their encampment. You may want to point out verse 2, footnote B. As students report what they find, you may need to explain that tent of meeting refers to the tabernacle. Write tabernacle in the center rectangle of the diagram. Why do you think it is significant that the tabernacle was to be in the center of the camp? As students respond, you may want to remind them that the tabernacle represented the presence of the Lord. Write the following compass directions and scripture references on the board. Assign students to groups and assign each group one of the passages. Invite students to read their verses silently and determine which tribes were to be camped on their assigned side of the tabernacle. East, Numbers 2, verses 3 through 8. South, Numbers 2, verses 10 through 15. West, Numbers 2, verses 18 through 23. And North, Numbers 2, verses 25 through 30. After sufficient time, invite students from each group to come to the board and list in the appropriate place on the diagram the names of the tribes found in their assigned scripture passages. Invite the group members who are still seated to help the students at the board list the names accurately. After the four sides of the diagram have been labeled correctly, ask the following questions. What did each tribe have? An appointed captain. According to the verses you read and the chapter heading of Numbers 2, how was each camp organized? According to their armies. See Numbers chapter 2, verse 3, 9 through 10, 16, 18, and 24 through 25. How would having the camp organized with an army on all sides be a blessing to the Israelites? Write the following incomplete statement on the board. The Lord organizes His people in order to blank. Ask students how they might complete this statement based on the example of the camp of Israel. One way students might respond is, the Lord organizes His people in order to protect and guide them. The Israelites were surrounded by hostile nations. What are some threats we face today that jeopardize our spiritual safety and morality? What are some examples of how the Lord has organized His people today in order to provide guidance and protection in the face of spiritual challenges? Students might mention families, wards, and stakes, quorums and classes, prophets, and other leaders. In what ways have you felt guidance or protection because of how the Lord has organized His people? Invite a student to read Numbers chapter 1, verses 50 through 53 aloud. Invite the class to follow along looking for where the Levites camped and what they were to do. According to verses 50 through 53, What responsibility did the Lord give the tribe of Levi? Where were they placed in the camp? Write on the board, Sons of Levi, near the tabernacle in the diagram. Explain that the Levites' responsibilities to care for the tabernacle are described in Numbers chapters 3 through 4. Write the following scripture references on the board. Keeping students assigned to the same group, assign each group one of the passages. Invite students to read their passages silently and identify the specific duties different families in the tribe of Levi were assigned. Numbers chapter 3, verses 25 and 26. Numbers 3, 29 and 31. Numbers 3, verses 36 through 37. And Numbers 3, verse 38. Invite one student from each group to report what they discovered. Ask a student to read Numbers 4, 49 aloud. Invite the class to follow along, looking for phrases that indicate that each person had different responsibilities in the camp of Israel. Point out that the Lord organized some of the Israelites to serve in the armies and some to serve in the tabernacle. The Levites were asked to bear the priesthood in the service of others according to the Lord's will. Using the Levites as an example, what can we learn about how the Lord organizes His children to fulfill responsibilities in His church today? Summarize students' responses by writing the following truth on the board. The Lord assigns specific responsibilities to individuals in His kingdom. What are some examples of responsibilities the Lord assigns to individuals in His church today? To help students better understand this principle, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency. Ask students to listen for why the Lord assigns us different responsibilities at different times. Quote, "The Lord organized the church in a way that offers each member an opportunity for service, which in turn leads to personal spiritual growth. You may feel that there are others who are more capable or more experienced who could fulfill your callings and assignments better than you can. But the Lord gave you your responsibilities for a reason. There may be people and hearts only you can reach and touch. Perhaps no one else could do it in quite the same way." End quote. When have you grown or observed someone else grow as a result of serving in a calling or assignment? Numbers chapters 5 through 8. The Lord gives specific laws to the children of Israel. Note: summarize large blocks of Scripture. Summarizing large Scripture blocks rather than omitting them can help students keep the storyline and context clear in their minds. Summaries provide a foundation for discovering and understanding doctrines and principles that will arise in the Scripture block. Summarizing also helps preserve the integrity and flow of the Scripture messages. Summarize Numbers chapter 5 by explaining that the Lord gave additional instructions to the children of Israel concerning disease, repentance and forgiveness, and cases of immorality and infidelity. Invite students to describe some of the differences between the lifestyle of a full-time missionary and their own current lifestyles. These might include guidelines regarding dress and grooming, companionships, entertainment, relationships with the opposite sex, and daily schedules. How might many people throughout the world view the standards and expectations that missionaries are asked to meet? What are some reasons why full-time missionaries are asked to meet these standards and expectations? Explain that, in a similar way, a group of Israelites known as Nazarites made vows to dedicate themselves to God for indefinite periods of time. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Numbers chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Ask the class to follow along, looking for living standards associated with the vow of a Nazarite. You might suggest that they mark what they discover. What Nazarite living standards did you find? Point out that in these verses, the word separation is used in relation to those following the Nazarite vows. What word is used in verse 8 to describe the Israelites who chose to follow the Nazarite vows? Explain that a vow is a promise or covenant. Those who entered into the Nazarite vow did so to dedicate themselves to the Lord and His work. These vows were most often for a designated time. much like missionaries setting aside 1.5 to 2 years to serve the Lord. What can we learn about showing dedication to God from the Nazirite vow? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize something similar to the following. We show our commitment to God when we strictly observe His standards. Besides serving as full-time missionaries, what can we do to separate ourselves from the world and dedicate ourselves to the Lord? Help students understand that separating ourselves from the world does not mean refusing to interact with others. Rather, we are to separate ourselves from practices and beliefs that are contrary to the Lord's commandments and standards. How can we stay separate from the world, but still work to make it better? Summarize Numbers chapters 7 through 8 by explaining that these chapters contain the example of an additional group of people who separated themselves from the world and dedicated themselves to God. This group, the Levites, prepared themselves to do the Lord's work in the tabernacle by following certain rules and practices. What examples have you seen of others dedicating themselves to God? Write the following incomplete statements on the board and invite students to complete them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. I will separate myself from the world by blank. I will dedicate myself to God by blank. Numbers chapters 9 and 10. The Lord leads Israel in the wilderness. Explain that Numbers 9 marks the beginning of the second year of the Israelites' journey from Egypt to the Promised Land. In this chapter, we read that the Lord revealed what the children of Israel should do to stay committed to the Lord and how they could know that He was with them. Invite a student to read Numbers chapter 9, verses 15 and 16 aloud, and invite the class to listen for one indicator that the Lord's presence was with the children of Israel. According to verses 15 and 16, how did the Lord show the children of Israel He was with them? What evidence have you seen that the Lord is with you and with His people? Invite a student to summarize Numbers 10 by reading the chapter heading aloud for the class. Point out that as the camp of Israel went forward according to the way the Lord had organized them, the Lord was with them. The cloud going before them was a constant reminder that He was in their midst and guiding them. You may want to conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths taught today.